What do you think, Mike? Is there a chance Peterson looks around and circles back to the Vikings?
There certainly is a chance, and both sides are sending each other private and public signals on this one. And the public signal from Peterson in the statement that he released to ESPN the other day was, I had expectation that this team in the offseason is going to upgrade its offensive line. That was a clear message that not only is this a financial thing for him, but it's also a, I'm not going behind an offensive line that was as bad as it was late in the year last year. Now, to be fair to the Vikings, that was because they had a number of injuries there, exactly, and they were having some issues juggling guys around there. So he just wants to make clear that if he's going to come back there, it's going to be one, financial sense for him, and two, sense for him on the field as far as who is blocking for him up front, and can you make the necessary moves up there for me to feel good about you as an offense. And he may be more valuable to the Vikings right now with his history with the team, with his knowledge of the market, of all of that stuff combined. He may be more valuable to the Vikings than he is to another team. Andrew, we talked about an hour ago about this running back draft class, about how much value there is, not just at the top of the draft, but throughout the draft. And that's going to hurt a lot of these veteran guys as they go and try and find a deal on the market. So I do believe that there's a chance. I believe there's a good chance that he returns to Minnesota in large part because he's going to go out there and maybe see that the dollars he hoped were going to be out there are not out there.
And the injuries for the Vikings last year were not limited to the offensive line. Peterson was a huge part of that injury story as well, and really all the pieces were in pieces by the end of the year. I think he knows realistically as well that if healthy, that is a far better line, granted one that probably needs a few changes also. And there's not a lot of history, Mike. Maybe LaDainian Tomlinson, our colleague, now heading to Canton. Maybe Frank Gore, who likely goes to Canton one day as well. Of veteran running backs, and AP is in that class with Gore, certainly, and with LT, that go elsewhere in their early 30s and have a lot of success. It might be better for him to go back to Minnesota.
Well, I talked about the messages that they're both sending each other publicly, and you just heard it from Zimmer there, talking about what you just mentioned right there as far as how tough it can be late in the career to finish your career with another team, and maybe it's not what you had before. So that's the message that they're sending to Peterson, that this is a place where you can cement your legacy, where you can finish your career with one team. And it's pretty clear that they want him back. I mean, it's not like they're kicking him out the door. It's just that the number was so high, and the expectation when he signed the agreement initially was that this was going to be a point in the contract where they were going to have to reassess this one, see where they stand, and see where he is in his career. And they gave him a chance to come back last year when maybe a lot of teams or a lot of players, in that case, you might just put the guy on the shelf and leave him on the shelf. But they wanted to do right by him last year to give him that chance to return. Andrew, it didn't work out the way both sides had hoped, but at least they left the door open, and at least they showed him the respect to do that last year.
I think a big question also is, if he comes back, is he still a 220 carry a season guy? Do you go into that draft class, get someone else to lessen the load, or do you think Jerick McKinnon can be that guy, or Matt Asiata? Do you at least give Adrian Peterson some help, and so you don't say at 32, you literally have to carry us on your back? It's a storyline that we're keeping an eye on, both in Indianapolis and moving forward into free agency next week. Thank you, Mike Garofalo, live at the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. We're early.